Last year, we were told that superfast broadband was coming to Cornwall. Now we're told it's arrived. The pioneering £132 million fibre optic superfast broadband scheme has now connected the first 50 Cornish customers. Now, this technology is available to more than 1,000 homes and businesses in the Chiverton, Cross and Chasewater areas. And within a few days, this broadband service is also expected to go live in St Agnes, St Day, Portreath, Deveron, Leedstown, Stenelees and Parr. It'll offer the high-speed service to another 14,000 customers. Now, when we were first told about this plan back last year, Business Cornwall spoke to the chief executive of BT, Ian Livingston.
Well, it's going to be really important. We're going to fibre up 80 to 90% of Cornwall. That means small businesses will be able to do things that they could only previously do if they were, for instance, in London. So they don't have to travel as much. You can see the growth of high-tech businesses. But also people will be able to do new things like video conference, have high-definition TV on demand, a whole range of things for consumers and for small businesses. It's very, very good news for Cornwall and the Cornish economy.
The good thing about investing in fibre is it's glass fibre. So basically the speeds that can travel over it today, in terms of physics, are limitless as to what we can do tomorrow.
Nigel Ashcroft is Programme Director for Superfast Cornwall.
Each year, the amount of data that can be carried through a glass fibre is trebling and quadrupling in size. So hopefully we'll be able to, once we've got the right infrastructure, keep up with more and more data speeds. If you go back to the days of what we've got now, which is copper, physics limits how much data can go across it, and you do very quickly hit an end point where, you know, it won't take any more.
Among the first customers to be connected are the Britannia Hotel, a pub in a 19th century listed building in the centre of the village of Chasewater. Now, all of this is really exciting. The Convergence Partnership Office, the director of that is Carleen Kellerman.
This is the glue that will make many of our other investments happen, and it just didn't happen overnight, Matthew. When we opened up with Objective 1 in 2000, broadband was part of our vision, and people said it wouldn't happen in a place like Cornwall because it doesn't make a good commercial test bed, and they also said that the businesses of Cornwall wouldn't want to use it. We've proven them wrong, and this has always been in our sights, that we would try and catch up with 21st century technology outside the big city areas. So when you look at our other investments around the combined universities in Cornwall, new research institutes for design and media, even the merger with Dartington, which is about bringing in performance as well as building on our digital sectors, bringing the glue in, bringing the electricity in that makes it all happen, is critical for long-term value.
So those first 50 connections have happened, but what if you want to be amongst the next lot of connections? Well, we found that out from BT's programme director, Ranulf Scarborough.
The service providers are all informed, because clearly, you know, if someone wants to order, they need to order through a service provider. Not all the service providers support the superfast stuff yet. That's it's early days in the industry, so waiting for lots of those to come on. So they'll be able to check their service with a line checker. You know, as you can do already today, you can put your telephone into the internet and it tells you whether you're going to be able to get broadband or not. In a similar way, if you put your phone number into those checkers, it'll tell you whether you can get superfast or not. And obviously, as we roll out the network, we'll also be writing to people through the project to let them know that, you know, the coverage is there and to get on board.
Now, the Britannia Hotel in Chasewater is amongst those 50, but those 50 addresses are groundbreaking in the UK. They are leading the way in the internet world. And that's something Alec Robertson, leader of Cornwall Council, is passionate about, because it shows that Cornwall is pioneering the way on broadband.
This is really groundbreaking. This is the first rural area that's managed to achieve this level of connectivity. So we have the same advantages now as any city. You can do the same job and have the same advantages now in Cornwall as you would have in Manchester or New York or London. But you've got the advantage of working in our beautiful countryside.